Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode number 2, where we're going to take inspired action and celebrate your success. And I'm so excited that you're here to join us. So great you can join us to today's podcast. We are talking about taking inspired action and celebrating your success. I found this awesome quote on goodreads.com that I want to share with you. I have found that there is a difference in the type of action you take and the results that you achieve. My definition of action that gets the results you desire is relaxed, inspired action, not desperate action or desperate reaction. That's from Sherry K. Hoff. Relax into inspired action, connect the pieces, and live fulfilled. So that's a pretty profound quote. Desperate action versus desperate reaction. Some people talk about, you know, action being way different than inspired action. And we can do a lot of tasks and little actions, but are we doing them intentionally to get us to where we want to go? Think about some of the actions that you've been taking. Are you doing them with intention? So one of the things that we're going to focus on, I'm going to go through a number of things, and don't forget to go to themillionairewoman.com so you can get your downloadable, so you can post it in your mirror or by your computer to keep yourself fresh and top of mind of some of these actions. So what I want you to do is focus with whatever it is that you're wanting to take your action. Focus your intention and attention on what it is that you want. If you're distracted or just doing things, taking action without really thinking about the results that you want, you're going to miss out on a lot of different things. The other thing is, take time to visualize achieving your end goal. Imagine how will it feel when you achieve it. What will the rewards be that you're going to reap from taking the actions that you have? Set some goals. Break them down into smaller, manageable pieces. And we talked about that with the set goals that help you stretch podcast. So you want to make sure you go dive in, listen to that one as well. Spend 20 minutes a day, whether it be researching, reading, listening to a podcast, and increasing your knowledge about what it is that you want. You know, people make lists of their dreams, and when they're thinking of all the things that they want to do, maybe it's their bucket list. And they think, you know what, that's so far-fetched. It's so far away from what's possible for me. But what I want to do is help you shift your thinking from thinking of impossible to I am possible. I can make anything happen. So what you need to do with that, though, is doing that little bit of research, increasing your knowledge. It might break down some of the barriers of your thinking about why something might not be achievable for you. Because what I find is a lot of people don't really investigate the things that they truly want. They automatically think it's too expensive, or they think that something's not achievable for them. So it was very interesting to me, and it was several years ago. I was doing a vision board workshop, and I was talking with different people about their vision boards, and there was one lady who was putting on, cut out a picture of a bride and was going to put it on her vision board, and she said, you know what, I don't even know why I'm bothering putting this there, and I don't know, it just came out of me, no filter, but there was truth in what I said, and I said, it's because you don't believe you deserve it. And she looked at me and just, she said, yeah, you're right. And so we talked about that. We had a little, you know, laser coaching, and she ended up putting on it on her board. And, you know, to have that on there and start believing something for yourself, you have to start with belief in yourself for these things to happen. But also, when you take time to investigate what the cost might be or the things that you want, even, you know, if you want a promotion or you want more clients, there are phenomenal books and podcasts out there that you can have those strategies on your fingertips. In today's day and age, we have the internet. People don't have excuses for ways to learn of how to improve their business, how to get more clients, that pipeline, how to improve our lives with living more healthy. There's books and articles and podcasts. There's so much information. There's seminars, conferences, you name it. Things are available to you. You just need to start asking the right questions and spending some time doing it. You know, the world's not just going to hand it over to you and say, oh, here it is. It's just that positive thinking that a lot of people said that was lacking from The Secret. The Secret does have a lot of truth to it. But what you really need to do is take the action and the positive thinking together to take inspired action. And that inspired action is that kind of gentle nudge or that voice that's telling you what your true calling is, that purpose that you're needing to accomplish something. And this goes the same for your industry. If you're trying to grow in your industry, do some research, learn more about it so you can ask more thoughtful questions and help where you are get better results. You know, success leaves clues. Leave your track ladder. Leave your track record and, you know, create those footprints and take time to mentor others behind you. All of these little things are going to help you excel. Ask questions and learn as much as you can about what you want. Again, you know, once you find some more information, ask more questions. Finding ways to achieve what you want to. There's always more than one way to get to where you want to go. So don't think that just this is the only way, and if I don't do it this way, I won't be successful. Find a mentor, someone who is willing to share their knowledge with you and who has done what you want to achieve. These people have great wisdom and aren't asked for their expertise a lot of the time. They will find it flattering. But don't just go up to them and say, oh, can I pick your brain? Find a way that you can create a win-win situation in which they can benefit as well. And sometimes it might be that you share something with them about what's the latest and greatest in the industry. Make a list of pros and cons. You know, simple, put out the piece of paper in front of you, make a line down the middle, put pros on one side, cons on the other. And then look at the list and eliminate any risks so that your action can be deliberate. So if you decide based on the pros that you're going to move ahead and you say, well, this is a barrier, think about what it is, what can you do to ensure that the consequence doesn't outweigh the positive result? And if there is a risk, how can you mitigate that risk so that you can ensure some smooth sailing? And that way you're being proactive versus reactive in getting the outcomes that you want. The other thing that plays a really important part of this is being able to trust yourself. You have all this knowledge. You know, you want to trust yourself to make the best decision with the information that you have. No one's stopping you from asking additional questions. You can adjust your course as you go. Because what happens is if people are waiting for that perfect moment, they're either going to procrastinate or it's never going to be good enough to move forward. Take a chance and adjust as you go, and you will be better every single time. And of course, celebrate your small wins and successes along the way. I often encourage the individuals that I work with to keep track of those small wins and successes. Show gratitude. When you have a bad day, go back to those small wins and successes and read them over to help shift your mindset, but also to help you realize that you've been through barriers and obstacles before and you've been able to hit a breakthrough to get you to where you are now. So don't let it stop you from achieving success. When you celebrate those small wins and successes along the way, it will help increase your motivation and your momentum to carry forward and keep going toward your end goal. It was so wonderful to spend this time with you. Go to www.themillionairewoman.com to get your free downloadable. And I look forward to seeing you on our next podcast.